Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters and all of our listeners. Welcome to the show, The Keys of Life, where we discuss the book Mafatihul Hayat, which means the keys of life, by Ayatollah Javadi Amili, in which we discuss different techniques, different advices that the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt have given us to make our lives better, to have a better life, as the name of the show is. And so far, we've discussed many different topics. The topics, for example, that we discussed is how we should behave with believers, how we should be compassionate towards them, and there's been a lot of practical advice that has been provided. We've also discussed topics related to how we should be with those who transgress, those who are sinners, and how we should behave with them. Now, finally, we come to a part of the book where the discussion takes on the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, as the word in Arabic is, and how we should be with those who hold this sort of hypocrisy within their hearts. Now, of course, we've been told to stay away from hypocrites, right? But sometimes it can be difficult for us to identify who is a hypocrite or not, because they're showing themselves as believers. When you speak to them, as the Quran says in Surah Munafiqun, when you speak to them, you might actually like what they have to say. However, in this book, through the sayings of the Ahlul Bayt, they have provided us with signs of how we can identify who a hypocrite may be. So some of the qualities of a hypocrite have been mentioned here. So I'll go through some of these qualities so that we all become familiar with those who are hypocrites. And also, if we have any hypocrisy within us, then we should try to remove it as well from within our hearts. So of course, the first quality that's mentioned here is that they claim to have faith within them while these people are lying, right? Now, this may not always be easy to identify. However, as we go along and we look at the different qualities, we'll see how this actually plays out into a person's personality. When a person is lying about their faith, there'll be certain things which will come up which identify those traits within them. So for example, one of the traits that's mentioned here is that these people are extremely afraid of death, and it's not the normal sort of fear of death that we're talking about here that many human beings may have. But for example, when they're called to, God says in the Holy Quran, you know, when they're called for jihad, for a holy war, then, you know, at that time, these people, they turn their backs. You know, they'll start making excuses. They will be afraid of going to war because they're afraid for their lives. So this is one of the signs of a hypocrite. Another sign is that they will find excuses, that they will, you know, they'll try to sort of shy away from the responsibilities when times are difficult. And God says, you know, these people, they might be trying to fool the rest of us, but they're not able to fool God himself. Now, in the world that we live in today, of course, this is an extremely important topic from maybe not only just from an individual point of view, but even from, let's say, a political point of view. You know, many times people are confused by the way certain countries behave, how certain politicians may behave, how certain groups among us may behave. And these traits that we're mentioning, they will help us identify when someone is being hypocritical or not. One of these traits which is related to this is that when someone is hypocritical or is a hypocrite, they want to cooperate with the enemy, right? They'll say things like, you know, we need to make peace with the enemy. We need to find ways to, like, you know, get along with our enemies. And all the time when they're calling for peace, the enemies, they're planning against them, right? They're planning against the believers. So one of the signs of the hypocrites that's mentioned here is that, you know, they want to cooperate, they want to work with the enemies of Islam. And one of the things that's mentioned here is that, you know, these people, they also start identifying people of different classes, right? For example, in the Holy Quran, you know, when it was said to some of these people, you know, you should come and believe, you know, become a believer, they would sometimes say, should we become believers like those that are poor among us, right? Should we become like them? So someone who's a hypocrite, you know, they will sometimes feel that they're better than, for example, someone who has less than them in society. And this is really talking about from an economical point of view. You know, the Quran says, is this how you're going to behave? That is this how you're going to identify faith is by, for example, somebody's economic or class level. So sometimes we see that among us, that there are people, they behave a certain way, for example, someone who's wealthy, and they'll behave a certain way with someone who's not as wealthy. And this is one of the signs of hypocrisy within someone. Someone who's a believer, they will behave, you know, in the same manner towards everyone, regardless of what their status level is in society. They will treat people not based on their, you know, how much money they have, but on more other real factors. So let's just go for a quick break, and then we will come back and speak about more of the qualities of a hypocrite.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
So welcome back, and we have been discussing the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life by Ayatollah Javadi Amali. And the topic we've been discussing today is related to hypocrisy, or munafiqun. You know, who are these people that are hypocrites and what are their traits? One of the traits that's mentioned here is laziness and or, you know, showing off when it comes to obedience or to worship to God. When someone has hypocrisy in them, they will be lazy when it comes to doing worship of God. Here it says, you know, that they don't actually really even believe in God. And so therefore, that causes laziness in them. And even when they do worship, it's only done to show other people. It's either to sort of appease other people, or it's to show off to other people, to show, oh, look, look at me, I'm worshiping, I'm praying, I'm spending the night, you know, doing all this worship. When in reality, this person doesn't really remember God. They're not really doing it for the sake of God. They're really only doing it for themselves and to show off. So this is something I think that we should all be careful of, that we don't become lazy when it comes to worship, that we don't, you know, do worship for the sake of showing off to others, which is a sin on its own, and it's also a sign of hypocrisy. Another sign mentioned here of hypocrisy is that a hypocrite makes fun of believers, right? They make fun of their beliefs, they make fun of maybe how they are behaving. And this is something that we should be really careful of and we should avoid doing as well. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said to his companion Kumail that keep away from hypocrites, don't go where they are, don't attend their gatherings, don't do business with them, try to stay away from them as much as possible. You know, don't listen to them, don't obey them. Thank you so much for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.